We might be singing again. There might be too many sermons and too many worship sets. Lily just shared with me Luke 4. She was just hearing that as we were singing that last song. And the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. I'm just going to read that because I think this is what we're going to talk about here. It's from Isaiah. Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. And he has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of the sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. The Lord wants to set us free. But he does it in ways I don't think that we expect. He is not going to wave a magic wand over us and all of a sudden everything's changed. He is going to answer prayers, and he is going to set the stage, and he is going to provide the power and the strength, and then we need to fight. We need to fight with all of his strength. We need to humble ourselves and submit to what he is saying. This week was also interesting for another reason for me. Randy's going to be sharing it today. He asked if he could share this at Hope, and we said yes to him, and we said he could tape it. He was offering not to tape it, and I just said, "Well, I'm going to share it eventually, anyways." And I thought it might be today, but this just kind of confirmed it, because he wanted to share it. Let me give a context here of what I think the Lord wants to share with us through this. Is he really does want to set us free, and he will set the stage for the opportunity to be set free. But again, it's not the stage we often think. And it's not always pretty, and it's not going to be easy, and it's not just going to be, sometimes it can be, I don't know, I don't want to limit God, but he doesn't just wave his hand over us and we're changed. He will drum things up. One of my prayers from very young has been, Lord, change me no matter what it takes, and just do whatever needs to be done. And lately, again, I've been praying for freedom, even before the whole dig up kind of thing. And Lord, I want to be set free. And the Lord had been revealing some things, again, it shows up in my marriage. And I think that is, for any of us who are married, it will show itself there, whatever the Lord is working on. It will show there. It will show in our closest relationships. So just some stuff there. And da-da-da. So let me give you then what happened. So this was on Monday. This was on Monday at about 3:30 in the afternoon. So we're getting ready for Monday night. We're getting ready to have supper, and then eventually Monday night, Randy speaking. And we're talking with Randy in our living room. And Carlene had a question. And the question doesn't really matter. It was about us and affection between us. And we look at affection very differently. I don't know if you've noticed that. You know, just God has built us a little bit differently. But anyways, and she prefaced it, and it was true. Like, it is true, not just was true. It is true, because we've talked with Randy and Darla about our marriage many times over the last two and a half decades, 25 years. And And so she prefaced it with, like, we're really, like, we're doing really good. And we are. We are doing really good in many ways. And but there's always things. And just, like, how does this work? And how does that work? And, you know, we look at things differently. So she had a question. And then, so Randy listened. And then he turns to me and he just asks an innocent question, like, of, so how would you counsel... How you counsel Carlene, like not Carlene specifically, but someone who came with this, and I answered. And then I would love to break it down with Randy, but that doesn't even matter because I do believe that, like, what his line of speaking was led by the Lord. I don't know if he knew it right at the very beginning of it, like where, I don't think he knew where it was going to go. But I definitely don't think so. But I think very quickly he clued into, oh, the Lord is pushing some buttons in Kevin right now, and he's pushing some stuff up right now, and God has a plan. So he starts asking fairly innocent questions, I think, if I was kind of getting in a daze there. But stuff started stirring up in me, and I was becoming agitated, and eventually downright upset and angry. And as Randy and I were talking, and like I got up and I was very angry at him, and it was just coming out, right? And he was sitting there, and I had questions which I thought were legitimate, and maybe in the context or to an outsider's, if you didn't have the whole tone of the whole thing, I don't know if you know me that well, but I can get intense. Okay. And really, actually, you guys, except for Carlene and my kids, you guys don't know. You might think, yeah, I could see you getting intense. No, you don't know a quarter of it. You really don't. And part of it is holy. Part of it is totally unholy. Okay, and it's all dependent on what the, like, I'm not saying that afternoon was holy, but the intensity part. But getting angry with Randy, and he thought I was going to throw him out of the house. That's how angry I was at him. That didn't actually cross my mind. I was just going to leave for a little bit and cool down. But he thought I was going to kick him out. And it was really interesting to see, to look back on it and see the stuff that God was stirring up in me and bringing up. And a lot of it had to do actually with, like, the root of it. I just laid accusations on him, kind of thing, of, like, not, I don't know, accusations might be too strong, but just basically saying, you know, like, you think your questioning is all right now, and, like, you don't even consider that your questioning is wrong, and da-da-da, and I'm always the one wrong, and Kevin's a big failure, and that, you know, I'm just puking on him, kind of thing. And Carlene's just sitting, probably, I didn't even look at you, but, like, she's seen me like that before, So I almost walked out, but I walked back in, and I just began to realize, you know, oh, this isn't good, you know, kind of thing. What I want to share about this portion of it is, you know, we talk about strongholds in our lives, and I've done deliverance ministry, and I've seen screaming demons, like, where the demon actually takes over the person. Like, where it's not the person, it's the demon. This wasn't that. There was demonic involved, don't get me wrong. But I was in full cooperation, and I think that's often how our manifestations are. The manifestations of the demon taking over and screaming, I've had people, like, just screaming in my face, you know, and I've had people threaten me, but it's not them, like, threatening to kill, and it's not them, it's the demon. This wasn't that. It was, like, the way I pictured it, as I've processed it since then, it's this place of the demons are there kind of, like, egging me on. And Oh, he's not being fair. He's not being nice. What does he know? He thinks he's right in everything. And Carlene thinks she's always right. And like, da da da. And just like, pew, 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 just shooting from the hip. And it's like, no, I was, yes, the enemy was egging me on, but I was in full cooperation with him. And I wanted to make sure I say that this morning, because we sometimes want to blame things on the enemy. It's not the enemy, it's us. But we've just been so buddy-buddy with him for so long, believing his lies, and it's like he's, it's like this mob mentality almost, and we just get caught up in the mob of the enemy. And I don't know how many enemies are in this particular stronghold of my life. Like, is it a legion? Like what we see, you know, in the demoniac and that? No, I'm still in my full right mind and all of that. And so maybe it's not that many, but maybe it's a bunch, and just being egged on by the crowd of the enemy, you know, and being pushed by the enemy, and him speaking words into my ears, and then, oh yeah, that's a good one, I'll let that one out, and oh, that's another good one, yeah, there you go, have a little bit of this, and have a little bit of that, and let me tell you something else that's on my mind, and kind of thing. As I shared then, as I started to realize what was going on, and, you know, just the Lord starting to minister to me as this is being brought up. And it was so neat because, again, like Randy and I talked about it later, like God so set the stage with such an innocent looking question, you know, and set the stage for deep wounding and wrong thinking. And actually later on that night, as we went to church then, as I was opening the door, the Lord kind of gave an insight, and I've got to work through it. I haven't worked through it, and I often share things that I haven't fully worked through yet, but like, you think other people look at you this way, Kevin, like you're a failure, or you're this, or you're that, and actually you're just projecting onto them what you see in the mirror, what you think about yourself, and just this revelation of, oh my goodness. Because even the whole idea of on Tuesday, when Randy said, you guys did such a good job, again, the immediate thought was, you're patronizing us. We didn't do a good job. Not that I didn't think we did a good job, but because I was part of the we. If I wasn't part of the we, if Randy had come to me, say I had been sick Tuesday night and I had to stay home, and then we talked later, and Randy would have said to me, oh, your group did such a good job. Like the Emmanuel Grace, they did such a good job. I would have totally believed it. I said, oh, that's so great. That's awesome. But because I was a part of the group, no, you're lying to me. You're just patting me on the head and, okay, wait, nice job, Kevin. Now just go and play. And I've shared this before too, even like, again, between Carlene and myself, I still can't believe that she loves me. It's so hard for me to believe that. Been married 27 years, on our 28th year now. It's so hard for me to believe that. Deep down. Up here, it's easy to believe. But like deep down in my emotions and all that. So the Lord's stirring this up, and he's actually revealing that like it's the way you're actually projecting onto others, the way you look at yourself. Like, oh, Lord, and then why do I think that, Lord? And the Lord's unpacking some of that for me, and even this whole, like, you know, the Father's heart thing where dig deep and discover, you know, I want to show you how I look at you, because I don't believe him fully. Again, cognitively, yes. Theologically, yes. Even a big part of my emotions, yes. And yet there's still this stronghold in my life. And it's an answer to prayer of, like, the prayer of, oh, Lord, set me free. So when we were singing this song, you know, let the Spirit rise up, let break through the walls, beat down the doors, crash through the windows, you know, and fear has no choice, you know, but to bow. Chains have no choice but to break, you know. It's just, yes. And yet, there's this place of, if I agree with God, all of that's true. As soon as I disagree with God, it's not true. Not because they then have a legal right to stay there. It's like, oh Lord, will I submit myself to you? Will I agree with you? Will I humble myself and see this isn't Randy's fault? And in this case, like, but even if it was, but Like, even if he had fault, which I don't think he did in this conversation at all, like 0%. Usually there's half and half, or, you know, 70-30, 80-20. In this case, none of it, right? Like 100-0, you know, but that doesn't even matter. It's this place of, Lord, I see it in me. I'm going to take responsibility for me. And so then, like, this all happens in the span of like half an hour kind of thing. About half an hour, would you say? You know, from shooting arrows at him of accusation and all this, just getting upset. And he's just kind of like, I've never seen Kevin like this before, which he hasn't. He got a glimpse of it one time with regards to someone else. But then as the Lord begins to reveal and just show, okay, then just saying to him, like, would you forgive me? Would you forgive me? And it's really neat. There's some prophetic acts then, and just taking the arrows out of his chest. When we pray for freedom, the Lord wants to set us free, and without accusation and without looking down on us. But it's this place of, okay, he's gonna, sometimes it might be quick and painless. But I think many times it will be, I got to show you what's inside you. And once the dust is settled a little bit, like, come to me. I think of Peter. You're going to deny me, Peter, not because I want you to deny me and not because I've predestined you to deny me, but because you've allowed certain things in your life, and you're going to deny me. And I'm going to let it happen. I told you to pray beforehand. You chose to sleep instead in the Garden of Gethsemane. I told you to pray so you won't fall into temptation. You didn't listen. You know, all these things. And Jesus knew it all beforehand and all of that. But once you are healed from this, because the enemy has asked to sift you like wheat, I'm going to restore you to minister to the body. And then Jesus restores him later on the shores of, do you love me? Yes, I love you. Do you love me? Yes, I love you. Do you love me? Yes, I love you. Feed my sheep. All of that. Because I want to set you free. Peter, I want to set you free to become the man that you want to be, the man that I want you to be. I want to set you free, but it's not always going to be pretty. And, you know, after Peter denied Jesus, he went out and wept. And that's great. Like, weep. But then you need to repent and you need to return. So it's like, oh, Randy, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm sorry. And it's like, oh, I hope you can trust me, you know, kind of thing. But I've done it to Carlene, so why wouldn't I do it to Randy? Like, I've done it to my kids, and like, I want to be set free from this. And the neat thing is, like, honestly, praise God, like, Carlene and I were talking about it. I haven't done that in years. Like, it's been so long since anything like that has kind of just bubbled up out of me. And yet I know it wasn't the enemy taking over. It was a stronghold. And the Lord used Randy's innocent question, so innocent, so like nothing, you know, and just line of speaking. And it must have cornered the enemy, and all of a sudden the enemy began to rise up. But again, it's not the enemy's fault. Like, all that happened, it wasn't his fault. It's mine, because I chose to agree with the enemy. An old friend, if you will. I got this fly in here. No, it's a small fruit fly. I won't be able to kill it with that. This old friend, quote unquote, all of a sudden, that I hadn't seen for a while, would just rose up and started yelling. And he grabbed my emotions by the throat, right, and just started wringing them, and I just went along with it. I fell into old pattern and just went along with it. And all of a sudden, I'm yelling at intense. I don't know speaking very intensely, angrily towards one of the most important people in my life, whom I love dearly and I think is the godliest man I know personally. And it's like, oh. But then it's, oh, thank you, Lord. And Randy said later, like, he corresponded with us in the email too, because he's been really thinking about it a lot. And he just said that it's this place of, this is an answer to the prayers that you've been praying for, Lord, set me free. I want to be more free. I want to see. I want the clouds to part. I want to understand. I want to know. I want to walk in freedom. I want these things. And he's like, yes. So let's scare the enemy out of the places that he's been hiding. Because you've pushed him to the outer lands of your life. You've pushed him to the outside lands, but I don't want him anywhere in your land. Let's stir him up and go after him. It's like, yeah, thank you, Lord. So, like, since then, it's like, as I've been processing, as I've been praying and all of that, it's like, yeah, Lord, I want to be set free from it. And a lot of it has to do with, like, for my story, a lot of it has to do with how I look at myself. I think it has to do with the father thing, and there's some stuff I think I have to pray through with regards to me and my dad and different things and all that. But ultimately, the Lord's after freedom. So when we pray a song like that, or when we sing a song like that, or when we pray prayers of, Lord, set me free, are we willing to take responsibility for our part in it? Are we willing to say yes to the Lord? And again, even like what we were saying with the words of knowledge and different things, are we willing to walk out what God has called us to walk out? Because it's like we're sitting there, so 25 minutes after the initial blow up kind of thing, we're sitting there, everything's kind of quiet now, and I've accepted what has been said, and it's kind of awkward. Well, not awkward. It was actually quite calm. We could have kind of just left it there. It wouldn't have been the best, but we could have left it there and just eaten supper and come to church. It'd be weird, but could have done that. But it's like, no, I have to repent. So then, like, I just, Randy can, because I think he was getting ready to stand up and just, I don't know, but can I give you a hug, he said. And then I just repented, and then I had this picture of pulling arrows out of his chest, and so I did a few of those, and then I had this picture of kissing him on the cheek. And so then as I'm hugging him, I kiss him on the cheek, and he kisses me on my cheek, and yeah, it's so to walk it out. To not just hope that these things go away, but then to walk out what you need to walk out in order to be set free. Because all of this is like I said, it's an answer to prayer. But we still have to walk it out. The Lord sets the stage, and he's willing to walk with us, and he is more than willing to provide all the power that is needed, right? Right? The power that is needed. And the Spirit of God rises up, and his intent is to break down the door, like just beat it down, crash through the walls, all this, crash through the windows or whatever it says there. You know, all these things. He's so willing, and he has everything that's needed to do that. Will I allow him? Or will I agree with the enemy that just rose up? And will I protect the enemy? Because I think I'm protecting myself at that point, or something about my own integrity. Yeah, but you were wrong in this. And yeah, but you don't understand. Like, Carlene has stuff too. I said that a few times during the whole, you know? And he's like, yeah, I know. But Kevin, what about you? It's just like, oh man. It was a day that God wanted to work on me, not wanted to work on Carlene. Are we going to humble ourselves to that? Are we going to allow God to be God and answer the prayers that we ourselves have prayed? Lord, take away my anger. Lord, heal me of this mistrust. Lord, heal my marriage. Lord, heal, and whatever prayers that you've prayed for yourself, Lord, take away my fears and take away my doubts, and Lord, build faith, and Lord, pour through, and Lord, bring revival, and Lord, we want to be intercessors and we want to see people healed. Will we allow him to answer those prayers? He wants to answer them, and he is going to answer them through very real life walking through things. So yeah, that was a big part of our week as well. And I praise God for it just as much as any part, or maybe even more than any other part of the week.
We as your family should surround you and Carlene and pray for you right now.
Let's just hold off. Just hold off on that for a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, because just so you know, it really wasn't about Carlene and myself, but thank you. And you know, I'll let you do that. I'll take prayer anywhere I can get it. But it's funny, like, what Carlene said at the beginning of sharing that with, like, the thing that whole started this whole thing on Monday night, or it's true, we're doing really well, actually. Like, we're really doing well, praise God. And this is more God's bringing stuff up. Yeah, and to answer even prayers that I have for us as Emmanuel Grace and for calling and all of that. Any questions or comments? Yep.
Well, I thank you for being open and honest. And mm-hmm. actually, it's probably been quite a few weeks since God put it on my heart to actually open up about something that I'm working through.
Mm.
And so I wanted to apologize to anyone here if I've ever seemed like I have walls up. And what God's shown me is that's just a mirror also of, yeah, I've got walls up with him as well.
Yeah.
And it's hard to admit, actually.
Yeah.
So I just haven't given myself fully to him, and I don't know. You know, that's going to be a process too.
Yeah.
But with Brian, you know, it's starting to get better that way, and so I know, like, I'm moving forward towards, but yeah, I just want to apologize to anyone here if I've ever seemed standoffish or
and we forgive you. Thank you. We forgive you for any times that's happened. Yeah, it's good. Any other questions or comments?
Yeah, so I'm glad Kevin shared that today. And I thank God for what happened that day. And I know it wasn't just for him, it was for me too. I observed a lot that day, and I know God is working on me in some things in regards to all of that too, and so I also just want to say how Kevin's example of not waiting to repent is huge. And like Randy didn't say that Kevin needed to say anything, but Kevin just, like, it was so unexpected, actually, to me, like, the way it all happened. I honestly thought, Randy was going to have to leave, too. And I didn't know what was going to happen. I was in shock. So I was so thankful that God's Spirit spoke to Kevin's spirit and the need to repent and to make it right. And in an instant, it was good, and it was forgiven, and it was freedom for him, for me, for that situation. And so thank you, Kevin, for repenting readily, and yeah, that example is huge.
You're welcome. And again, just like I said with regards to the stronghold, so the enemy, I can't blame it on the enemy, and he didn't take me over. He definitely was pushing, but I was a willing participant, and I, yeah, let's go. So too, though, with the Spirit of God, and even more so, because the enemy does eventually want to take over. That's his goal. Like, he wants to push us totally out of the picture, and just where we're an empty vessel for the enemy to just do his stuff. But God won't force us either. He reaches out his hand gently. He doesn't yell in our ears like the enemy does. He doesn't grab our emotions and start twisting it all around. He just offers his hand gently and says, will you walk this out? And we have to choose it. So will you walk out repentance right now? And yeah, it was, I don't know if I'd say hard. I don't know how to describe it, because the emotions are just, and you know me, I'm emotional. I have deep-rooted emotions, and God has given me a healthy set of emotions, like healthy meaning strong. Not that I use them in a healthy way all the time, but seeing him reach out his hand to me and say, will you repent? And you have to make that choice. You have to choose it in that moment. And anyone else?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you too, because it's that confessing our sins to each other that we may be healed. Yeah. And it is really humbling, but you're leading by example, so it will help us. So good. I just really actually want to just thank God, like just thank him for how he orchestrates stuff. And we don't know sometimes, but it encourages us then to just, oh, Lord, are you doing something here for us to help, like, be listening and seeing as well? So, yeah, thank you, Jesus, and thank you.
Yeah. If I didn't think this was for you, I wouldn't have shared it. Not that you're the reason you're the reason it happened. No, it's like, no, it's here. But, like, it's for me big time, but it's for all of us. Yeah.
Just what I was just thinking of is Job, like how – like the Lord allows the enemy to push our buttons or whatever, or mm-hmm. push us into, like, you know, he said, have you considered my
servant Job? Yeah.
Servant Job. And, just to keep in mind that, yeah, he's with us through it all, yeah. though. And
yeah, praise God, he is with us through it all. Unlike Job, though, like, I had invited the enemy in, like, long, long ago, and allowed him to set up a stronghold, whereas Job didn't have that. It was truly stuff in me that needed to be rooted out. Yeah. And is still being, like, yeah, please continue to pray, because, again, I haven't processed through all of this. And it, like Randy shared with us, this is starting something, and I think it started before that too, but of answering that prayer to freedom and to proper thinking. And I think it ties in with, like I said, the other stuff shared on Tuesday night. I really do believe it all has to do with each other and God setting free.
There's two things. The first thing that comes to my mind is, no wonder Randy enjoys staying at our place so much.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't attack him. So.
Not yet.
But that's right. Yeah. To Ruth's point, and this is where, I mean, I think any of us in leadership would welcome your mm-hmm. prayers.
Yeah.
Because the enemy will try and take down leadership. Because if he can take down the leadership, then it destroys a lot of what God wants to do within mm-hmm. within an organization, whether it's a church or wherever. So totally. We do welcome that, and I think that was
big
Ruth's
time.
Point of
yeah.
surrounding, you know, you guys as a couple, just to for praying God's protection over you as yeah. as individuals, but also as a family.
Yeah, and we'll do that at the end, like we will. I just wanted to have some of this for otherwise, yeah. One thing I also want to say, and like I want to honor Randy, because what really was a blessing to me is he was strong enough to take what I was dishing, and I really appreciate that. Like that, like he was strong enough to have one of his, like I would say, like one of his good friends and co-leaders, like or elder in Freedom Ministries, and just the intensity of it, and like he was strong enough to be able to take it, and didn't run away, and didn't start dishing back. He didn't respond in kind, and I believe it's because he has gotten rid of those strongholds in his life, you know. So, because I think the enemy's plan, not my plan wasn't, but the enemy's plan was trying to maybe try and find buttons in him that where then his stuff would fight with my stuff and all that. But he was strong enough to be able to just weather the storm, if you will. And there he was standing at the end, and that means so much to me. And may we be that for each other. Like, Lord, I want to grow to be that strong man of God, and women here, the strong woman of God. You want to grow to that point where you're able to stand in the storm. So we want to honor him for that. Any other questions or comments on this? Yeah. So, again, in conclusion with this second mini sermon, it's the Lord wants to answer our prayers. Prayers like, Lord, set me free. Prayers like, Lord, I see this sin and I just can't seem to get over it, or I can't seem to change this wrong thinking, or I can't, you know, like, Lord, I don't want to think like that. I don't want to feel like that. Lord, I want to be more courageous or bold, or Lord, heal us. And what's wrong with our marriage, or what's wrong with our friendships? Why can't I have good friends, or why am I always angry at work, or da da da? Any number of different things, and the Lord wants to answer those prayers. And what the Lord will often do is then push buttons in order to push things up so that you can deal with it. And I think of, you know, Malachi talking about he is a refiner of silver, you know, and just like the Handel's Messiah, you know, in the refiner's fire. And I think I've shared before, I read about refining silver, and you know, you heat up the silver, which for the silver can't be very comfortable, right? If the silver could talk, why are you putting me in this cauldron and lighting a fire under, and I'm melting, right? And the silversmith takes off the impurities, because the impurities rise to the top. It's a great metaphor, right? What does this mean, Lord? The impurities rise to the top, and he scoops it off. And the purities rise to the top, he scoops it off. And one person asked, well, how does the silversmith know when the process is done? And the answer is, when you have that molten silver and you look at it and you can see your reflection in it, that's when you know the process is done. And if Jesus is the refiner, he knows the process is done when he looks at us in the midst of the fire. So I look at Randy in the midst of that fire, and I look from this perspective now, and I see Jesus. How he handled that. That's how I know the process was finished in his life, or in this one particular area at least. That process has been finished in his life, because in the midst of this crazy fire, you just saw Jesus. And that's how we know when the process is finished in us, when all of a sudden we're in the midst of the fire and you just see Jesus. Things are going crazy at work, you just see Jesus in you. Things are going crazy in your home or in your relationships, you just see Jesus in you. Other people are accusing you and shooting stuff at you, you just see Jesus. That's how we know.
Praise you, Lord, for the work that you're doing in us. Praise you for the work that you're doing in me. Carry it on to completion. That's what I pray for all of us, for myself. Amen. Carlene and I are going to stand right there, and we're going to follow through with Ruth's picture. And then I don't know if there's another song or not. I'll just leave that to Craig. Craig will close one way or the other.